Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, David Bloom back with us. David is a commercial farmer, regenerative ag tech consultant, biofuels pioneer, noted author. His book is Alcohol Can Be a Gas, and a global food waste optimization consultant as well. Early in his career, David worked on experimental energy products with NASA, as well as Mother Earth News. A successful business leader and entrepreneur, he wrote the Amazon.com critically acclaimed ag tech best-selling book, as I mentioned, Alcohol Can Be a Gas. David, welcome back, my friend. How have you been?
Oh, I've been doing great, George. Always great to come on the show with you.
What new projects are you undertaking these days?
Oh, well, there's quite a few, really. But methane, which we're going to talk about tonight, is kind of tangential and maybe interesting, but I'm still working, you know, on taking our world back from oil companies and maybe a little more freedom for us on the ground too.
Lots of things going on these days. I want to talk with you about the push, first of all, from the United Nations down to local communities, where they're all looking for cleaner electricity, cleaner energy. Is that doable, David?
Oh, absolutely. We can make cleaner energy. The stuff we're using now is dinosaur energy from basically corporations that have figured out how to sell something that doesn't last forever and always goes up in price, and we keep buying it. And that's like gasoline or oil products and, of course, natural gas, which is also a petroleum product.
I've had natural gas in all my electric and gas ranges for years and years and years. In California, they want to reduce it, probably even do away with natural gas and propane. Why?
Well, some places have already done it. You can't even get a permit in Berkeley, California, to put in a gas line into your house.
Wow.
So people need to realize the most amazing system we've created in the United States for distributing gas. It comes from some well somewhere in a pipeline and magically comes to your street, up into your house, and it's right there at your stove. So, you know, that, when you think about the spider web of steel pipes underground everywhere that's delivering all this gas, why would anyone want to do without it? So think about natural gas. It's like if you think about underground, you know, where the oil is and the rock down below, and the natural gas is under pressure with all that rock above, and so it's kind of like a soda, you know, and you pop the top, you know, like you drill a well, and the gas comes on up. So, you know, when you first get the gas, it's full of all kind of horrible stuff. But they do a pretty good job cleaning out benzene and toluene and xylene and all that stuff you really don't want in the house. And so natural gas gets to you pretty clean. And when you burn it, well, heck, you know, natural gas is the oil company term for the chemical methane. And we've all kind of heard of methane without knowing what it is. But methane is the simplest of these alkanes, which is a group of chemicals. And it has one carbon and four hydrogens all glued together. When you go ahead and burn the methane, like in your natural gas burner on your stove, what's happening is the carbon grabs on to a couple of oxygens, and the hydrogen grabs on to some oxygen, and you got two different things now. So this carbon with the oxygen, well, that's carbon dioxide, again, what you're breathing out. But the H's, the hydrogens that are sitting on it, they become water vapor. If you're way up north and you're cooking in the kitchen for a bunch of friends, you notice the windows always fog up when you have a natural gas stove because the moisture is being released as it's created when you burn the gas. So it's a pretty harmless fuel, except for the fact that that extra carbon dioxide is controversial nowadays because it comes from underground. It's millions of years old, and now we're releasing it into the air and increasing the amount of carbon dioxide in our air, which is a whole subject for discussion.
David, most gas furnaces in the North and the Midwest work on natural gas as well. It's, to date, is still the cheapest form of energy, isn't it?
Yes, but it's about to start ratcheting up because, you know, there's only so much of it in the ground, but there and so then it goes up in price because it's non-renewable when it comes from the ground. But methane, I make it right on my farm. I have a 100-foot-long bag I've made out of pool liner, and I put plant matter in from my alcohol plant, the waste products after I've made the alcohol, and it goes in there, and it's underwater in this bag. So it starts rotting without air. And so when things don't have air and they're rotting, instead of giving off other things, they give off methane. So my natural my methane that I use to power my still comes from plant waste, you know, weeds, grass, whatever. You know, in my case, apple pulp, you know, that I'm making alcohol from. Well, the peels are left over at the end. And, well, I throw it in the methane digester and it powers my still. So I'm not even using the utility company's gas to make my alcohol for fuel.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Nationwide, do you see a ban of gas stoves coming up, or maybe even gas furnaces?
Well, you got to understand what it's all about. And yes, it's coming. You know, when you see something like this, you got to wonder what's behind it, you know? And it's easy to blame the government because they're making the rules. Like, here they are talking about phasing out natural gas, which is, you know, all said and done, it's a pretty clean fuel. But so if we're saying the government is doing it, well, the government doesn't do it on its own. There's a guy up above them with, you know, with strings that are making that government puppet dance and take actions. So who benefits from banning natural gas? Well, you know, we have a limited amount of that right now, and it's going to run out. But one thing we have a lot of is coal. You know, where oil, we might only have a couple of decades left. Coal, we have 200 years of coal left.
At least.
Yeah, it could be even more if you go further. But so a lot of our utilities in the United States are coal-fired plants. And the whole world has recognized that the pollution from coal burning just is far worse than almost anything else. So what you're seeing is the oil companies hedging their bets, knowing that they're not going to be able to keep supplying natural gas. And the way they want to get around that is electrify the country and power it with their coal or nuclear. Okay, so here we are talking about two really dangerous energy sources with lots of waste problems. I mean, oh my God, the ash, the toxic ash left over from burning coal is unbelievable. So what we're seeing is the government being manipulated into doing what the fossil fuel industry wants, which is a conversion away from natural gas, because if we start running out of natural gas from oil wells, well, people will start making natural gas. Right now, if you're a farmer, USDA will give you a grant to put in a methane gas generator, a thing that makes the natural gas from, say, your cow manure at a dairy or that kind of thing. It'll digest in the underwater, and it gives off lots of natural gas. But that's decentralized. The oil companies don't own that, and that is a problem. So they don't want to see us expand the non-petroleum natural gas, which is renewable, and it doesn't add any carbon dioxide to the atmosphere.
Is there anybody or any organization fighting these possible restrictions?
I think it's too early to see a big mobilized, organized fight over this. You know, people are sensing that there's something wrong. Like, why is the government doing this? But until they know the bigger picture and the plan to, you know, basically run up coal and nuclear, you know, it'll get to a point where they'll say, oh, sorry, all that electricity we're having you cook with and heat your house with, well, you know, we don't have enough electricity, you know, and so you know, we're going to have to start using nuclear power plants. So we're going to have to do, you know, it's going to give an open door to technologies that really need to go away.
Is it a diversion, David?
It's a diversion from anything that's renewable and decentralized. In other words, something we can do ourselves. You can make, you know, I've seen people use truck tires to, not the tire, but the inner tubes, to make natural gas to, you know, to cook their food. You know, you take a big truck tire and you put a bunch of, you know, plant matter in it and fill it with water. And, you know, if you have a, you know, right from where the air hose used to be, that can be put a valve on that. It comes right up to your stove, and there you go. You're running on your own natural gas. So methane is a good thing if it's made from plant matter, and it's really negative if it's made underground. So where does methane come from? Well, methane in the atmosphere comes, the two top sources are drilling for oil. When they hit the deposit, there's enormous amounts of natural gas just going up into the air. And then the ongoing operation of an oil well is the second biggest source of methane in the air. But number three is a big surprise, which is landfills.
Aha. Uh-huh.
All that organic matter that we
throw. How do you capture it, though?
Well, they do that right now all over the country. They sink pipes into the they cover the top with a rubber membrane, and then they sink pipes into it, and it pumps out all kinds of methane. I remember when they built in the Bay Area here, the Shoreline Amphitheater on the site of an old dump, you know, and they were at the first concerts that were, you know, playing there. It's a huge, huge grassy, you know, mound that used to be the landfill, and people would light up a joint, and all of a sudden there'd be a jet of flame coming out of the ground, you know. So, yeah, nature makes methane, but when it makes it from plants, it doesn't get into the whole argument about are we having global warming or not because of too much carbon dioxide. But methane in the air, 80 times more potent in creating global warming than carbon dioxide.
So you're saying that's a bad idea.
Oh, we don't want methane in the air. Not at all. You know, and so the oil companies are the biggest, and they're not even being fined for that yet. And, this is an enormous worldwide problem.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halper. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.